Hi, all. This is the podcast Miracles Manifesting. Welcome. So, I really don't know what I'm going to talk about tonight. I've been a little bit all over the place in my recent podcasts, and last week I got passionate about telling stories and wisdoms that I've lived through, situations that I've lived through in my life that could give some sort of insight into a way of being that is reaching for a best life. I know that I have personally endeavored to reach for more consistently. Oh gosh. For a long time. All along, I think. Living a very difficult life growing up and then a dysfunctional alcoholic household and then drinking and taking drugs myself as a teenager and young adult and all the drama that goes along with that. But I always wanted more and reached for it, and I always felt better for doing so. So I really do think that is a life lesson, a life skill. It is a necessary component in all of us living our best lives. So, reaching for more. And then I was putting together podcasts talking about the four cornerstones, and right now I cannot even find my notes that listed out what they were. I could, of course, go back and listen to my podcast, but that is too much work. So I know that one has to do with energy and having the commitment and the dedication and the passion to keep on with it. And then there's self-forgiveness, self-acceptance, which falls into the category of self-love. There is mindfulness and being able to balance out on the inner. And then what is the fourth one? Oh, it probably has something to do with God, universal energy. Source spirit, right? Because that's so important. Starting and strengthening a relationship with divine love, however you understand it. Learning more about spirituality and spiritual traditions and religions the world over. And you know, anything that you feel connected to or inspired by, it's good. If it's grounded in love and health and healing and wholeness, that is good. So I believe in the power of love. I believe in the power of good, which is God. God is shorthand for good. So that is, having this spiritual component is very, very important and necessary, I think, for living a full life. So, I guess I'll continue on talking about that, those basic ideas, and then throw in some different funny, bittersweet stories along the way. Now, so tonight, before I started recording, I really did not know what I was going to talk about. I did see in my journal something that sparked a passion in me, and it's a quote I wrote down from, there is a writer named John O'Donohue, and he is brand new to me. I am inspired to look more into him and read his poetry. There's a line that I heard that is, "No one wants to remain a prisoner in an unlived life." So let me say that again. No one wants to remain a prisoner in an unlived life. Ooh. Okay, there's a lot going on in there. But yeah, no one wants to remain a prisoner. First off, no one wants to remain a prisoner. See, this kind of reminds me of, if you're into oracle cards or the tarot, I have traditionally found a lot of guidance through that particular process. I find a lot through the symbolisms and the stories found in the cards and that kind of thing. So, and I personally believe that any card you encounter has something to reflect back to us, wherever we are in our lives at that particular moment. So, this reminds me of the fives. So there's the different, there's the Five of Swords, the Five of Pentacles, the Five of Cups, and the Five of Wands. Now, all of these cards, they all speak to going through a very difficult time in life, whether it has to do with frustration and anger and competition and aggressiveness, whether it has to do with money, feeling rejected, feeling sick or unhealthy, whether it has to do with grief, feeling sadness, regret, and finally feeling betrayed, feeling like going through a battle and not winning. So it's really nasty. It can be like a nasty kind of energy. So these are all emotional states of being and experiences that we are not meant to stay in for any length, like long length of time. I mean, as soon as we start to figure out, oh, this is how I'm feeling, or this is the situation that's going on, and it's not good for me, you know, work on getting out of it as soon as possible. Because staying in these emotional states for too long of a time can lead to depression, burnout, health imbalances of all kinds. So that's what I think of when that word remain. No one wants to remain a prisoner in an unlived life, because we are meant to shift that. We're meant to transform. We're meant to figure out how to get out of the hole. And I absolutely believe in everyone's ability to be able to do that, to be able to shift and change, the ability to change. I believe in it for everyone, and I believe in the power of the mind and the power of the heart, and when you link them up together, woohoo, great things happen. So a prisoner in an unlived life, now that is so interesting to contemplate, isn't it? Because we can make ourselves our own prisoners through self-sabotage, through giving up before we even try, thinking we're not good enough. That's why the self-love aspect is so important too. Oh, and it takes a lot of work. All of this takes a lot of work, but it's so worth it. All along the way, it's so worth it. Anything that we can do to further ourselves, heal ourselves, you know, reach for something better is is better than what was the state that existed before. You know what I mean? So, anything's better than nothing, as far as I'm concerned. And in some places, in some spaces and places and situations, nothing is better than backsliding or going back to an unhealthy habit or whatever. I mean, even if just sitting there. I mean, I remember when I was one of the times when I had stopped drinking, and I gave up alcohol for however long, and because before I quit it and it stuck, there were times when I would quit it for like a week and then like maybe a few months, and then I don't know how long I ever went before going back to it, but I would ultimately go back and start drinking again. But it just differed, like the time spans kind of differed until I finally quit for good in 2005. Now, going back to my story, one of the times when I had quit and I really wanted to stick with it, I was living in an apartment and alone, and I just lay on the sofa and looked out the window and breathed for I don't know how long. I mean, the afternoon went into evening, went into night, it got dark, the street lights turned on, I could see stars. But I couldn't move, because if I were to move, I'd probably get up and go downstairs and go to the local, corner store for alcohol. So even doing nothing sometimes is the best choice. So an unlived life. Oh gosh. Now that is a sad thing indeed, isn't it? Because we are living, we're all, living and breathing, but is it truly living? Is it truly breathing, for that matter? I mean, I heard there's a large percentage of people who aren't breathing correctly, which sounds funny, but I think it's pretty common for people to breathe in a shallow way, including myself. I'm just remembering this now. I heard this years ago. But we don't fully expand our diaphragms or our bellies or our lungs, something like that. It might be worth looking into if you feel called. But there, so by and large, people aren't even breathing quote unquote correctly. So, and then like living. So are we living well? Are we living quote unquote correctly? What does that mean? Taking care of ourselves, knowing who we are and, what we stand for in terms of boundaries, our morals, working on ourselves, like being our own number one fan and being our hardest competition. Because I've always thought that just competing against myself, challenging myself, is the ultimate. That's the ultimate, right? And that is so worthy. That's such a worthy thing. So, and again, all of this takes time, and it takes being like kind of soft with oneself, and which can be hard too. All of this, hey, it's not easy, but again, well worth it. So I'm going to try to like wrap up here, but think about that quote from a John O'Donohue poem. I don't know which one, sorry, but no one wants to remain a prisoner in an unlived life. So in what ways are you Number one, perhaps a prisoner in your own life. What are you preventing yourself from doing that you want to do? What are the little whispers of your heart that you're ignoring? Or in what ways have you stunted your own growth, perhaps? Self-sabotage, where does that come into the picture? Because it's there for all of us. And contemplate what a lived life versus an unlived life means for you. And usually that means feeling, I mean, certainly for me, it means feeling satisfied and excited and happy and proud of myself and moving forward. And that usually means moving forward with some kind of dream or goal or I don't know, just things get better. First of all, it's if one is in like a survival state, then that's it. That is the dream and the goal to you know, reach A, B, and C, to have enough rent, to get enough food, to try to de-stress as much as possible and stay as healthy as possible. I mean, that is it. And I've still got like 1 foot in that way of being, you know, way of living, and then another foot in, my other foot in dreaming for more, wanting and feeling it too, like getting excited about just the creativity that is there, feeling feeling expansive, feeling hopeful. Oh my gosh, hopeful, inspired. So I'm looking forward to fully moving into that space, and I think it's possible. The more I focus on it, the more I feel it, the more I live it. So I hope that was helpful for you all, gave you some insights to contemplate and work on in the next week. And please stay tuned for more. And until then, be safe, be well. Thanks so much.